nothing compares to the World Cup, the biggest, most important football competition in the world. Every 4 years, the best of the best qualify. Top countries like Spain, Argentina, and Brazil are used to participating, and their fans are used to cheering them on. So what about the countries that don't make it? In South America, only 4 out of 10 participating countries make the cut. We heard from some Peruvian fans about their devotion to a team that hasn't joined the big leagues in almost 4 decades. And our own Janice Yamoka returns now to bring us the history behind what it means to cheer for a losing team.
I grew up in Los Angeles in the 90s, singing along to the Spice Girls and NSYNC. But when I think about growing up in a Peruvian family, there's only one specific song that sticks out.
Perú campeón, Perú campeón. Es el grito que repite la afición.
Perú campeón, Peru the champion, is a polka song that was written by Peruvian composer Félix Figueroa in 1969. The song was meant to motivate the Peruvian national team to fight the good fight in the 1970 World Cup. Those days were the glory days for Peruvian soccer and its fans. Little did the composer know, he'd be giving people hope for decades to come.
Cuando Perú se clasificó para el Mundial, salió esa canción.
That's my dad, Pepe. While most kids woke up to watch Saturday morning cartoons, I woke up to the sounds of soccer and Spanish commentators yelling. And when Peru played, that was a family event. But I'm going to be honest, Peru, we're terrible. Every year we cheer on the team, hoping to make a World Cup. And every World Cup, we sit on the sidelines with our jerseys in the closet. But it wasn't always that way.
Tocaba en todas emisoras de Peru.
In the 1970s, my dad remembers hearing Peru Campeón on every radio station, even at parties. It was the first time Peru had ever qualified for the World Cup. That's a big deal. It was a euphoric moment for soccer fans in Peru, a religious experience. My dad was 25, and the song Perú Campeón immortalized the 1970 Peruvian team with their names in the lyrics like
Chale mi fling y cubillas y el gran Perico León.
But spoiler alert, Peru did not bring home the cup that year. In fact, Peru has never won a World Cup. But the song still stands as an anthem of pride. Peru has never even played in a World Cup in my lifetime. But like my father, I root despite the odds, with a sense of nostalgia that I've never actually lived through. But to understand this glimmer of hope, you have to go back to the beginning.
The 30s is definitely the beginning. My name is Luis Miguel Echegaray.
Luis Miguel is a soccer journalist and sports fellow for The Guardian. He's Peruvian too. The Blanquirroja, the nickname for the Peru squad, had a taste of glory in the 1930s. There was Lolo Fernandez, who led the team to their first Copa America win in 1939. But the real golden age came 40 years later.
The 70s once again introduced our second prominent player, which is arguably the most important part of any type of historical soccer reference to Peru, and that was Nene Cubillas.
He's right. Teófilo Cubillas, known as El Nene, the kid, because he began his career at the age of 16, is considered to be Peru's greatest player. He was 21 at the 1970 World Cup, the youngest player on the team. He was a young attacking midfielder who would go on to score in every game in the Cup, 5 goals in total, making him the third highest scorer in the tournament. But it wasn't just Nene. Peru had its dream team. There was Héctor Chumpitas, defender and team captain, Roberto Chale as midfielder, and Luis Rubiños taking care of the goal. It was a team that inspired a song and a nation.
They created a team that really did an amazing, amazing thing in the 1970 World Cup.
Calado.
The first game took place 2 days after Peru suffered the deadliest earthquake, which claimed more than 50,000 lives. In a state of national mourning, their 3-2 win over Bulgaria brought pride and joy to the Peruvian people.
There he is. Oh, that's a happy man. What a marvelous goal. Beautiful.
In the next 2 games, Peru beat Morocco and lost to West Germany. But it was enough to make it to the quarterfinals. There, they faced a giant. The giant was Brazil. Pelé, Jairzinho, and a ton of other talented guys. Think about it this way. If the game were Space Jam, Brazil were the Monstars.
There was hope, of course, and my dad lovingly recollects that the entire nation, you could hear a pin drop just to, you know, be in awe of what was happening.
Blow after blow, Peru held their own in the ring. Brazil led the game with a 2-0 lead in the first 15 minutes, but we weren't going to give up. Peru scored to make it 2-1. Brazil fired back with another goal, but it wasn't the end. With just 20 minutes left, our hero Nene Covias aimed straight for the goal, hit nothing but net, and brought the score up to 3-2. Then, Brazil scored their fourth goal, finally smashing Peru's dreams. That was it. But it wasn't so bad.
Losing to a team like Brazil was, there was no shame in that. And it was a time really when we needed all to understand that they were facing the greatest team that the World Cup has ever witnessed.
That was the beginning of Peru's glorious era. 5 years later, Peru won their second Copa America title. A few years after that, Peru qualified for the World Cup in 1978 and for their third and final time in 1982. These are the years my dad fondly remembers. But that's where it ends.
From that moment, there was a decline. One of the main things that we can definitely talk about is the Alianza Lima disaster in 1987. I actually remember that.
On December 8, 1987, a plane carrying one of Peru's beloved club teams, Alianza Lima, crashed into the Pacific Ocean. The crash killed 43 people, the entire team. Players, coaches, and staff members. Everyone except the pilot.
That Alianza Lima team was meant to be the new golden age. They were meant to become the new level of hope for Peruvians. And they thought, you know, 1990 in Italy was meant to be the target where Peru once again were going to make it to the World Cup. And this disaster just brought the country into a depressive state.
Peru was heartbroken, and things haven't been the same since. It's been one important loss after another. World Cups come and go, and a large population of Peru has never had the opportunity to cheer for their team. Like my father, my uncle Rodrigo remembers the good days. He said he and my dad are blessed to have experienced a golden age of soccer. He hopes to relive those days with a younger generation. Here's Luis Miguel again.
I don't think that any nation, definitely in South America, can understand that being a Peruvian fan of the national team is just an emotional roller coaster.
For my dad and other fans who've lived it, it's been almost 40 years since they've cheered on their team at the World Cup.
Tenemos esa esperanza de que algún día va a llegar. Yo ya esperé como...
My dad says he's not sure if he'll have the chance to cheer them on one more time at the World Cup. But if he did, it would be like watching them for the first time. First the 30s, then the 70s. Maybe a golden age for Peruvian soccer comes every four decades. On the bright side, that means the next one should be coming any minute now. Until then, all we can do is cheer on Peru through the good, and of course, the bad.
Peru campeón, Peru campeón, es el grito que repite la afición. Peru campeón, Peru campeón.
Janice Yamoka with that story. And of course, I am a sucker for underdog stories, so hey, que viva Peru.